This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Carla Dirk. Carla, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Great. Carla, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Until just recently, I didn't realize that it was called digital asset management, but I've been involved with maintaining and cataloging our company's photos, illustrations, artwork for probably over 15 years. And it wasn't until just recently, I'd say within the past maybe 2 years, that we started looking at a new solution because our current solutions, and we had several of them, were no longer adequate. So it wasn't until we started looking at a new solution that I became familiar with the term digital asset management.
Why does a company that develops and produces mechanical pipe joining systems use digital asset management?
Even though we sell our products through a network of distributors, we don't sell directly to the end user, to the public. We do have a very extensive line of products, probably over 600. They're used in a variety of markets, including fire protection, HVAC, mining, oil and gas, municipal. And we generate close to 200 pieces of technical and sales literature. We maintain an extensive website. We support a team of over 500 people. So all of these make use of assets in our dam on a daily basis. As dam systems continue to be developed, and we're finding that they're more affordable to smaller companies such as mine, it's a great tool to use to manage and catalog and control the thousands of photos and digital assets that are generated every day. It's so much easier now to generate content than it was, say, 20 years ago. And there's just a huge increase in what we receive on a daily basis. Even as a mechanical piping solutions company, we find that the need is there for a dam.
Great. And Carla, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with DAM?
Some of the biggest challenges is, first of all, convincing the company to agree that a DAM is a necessity, to demonstrate the value of it to the colleagues and to our vendors, and to help them change their way of thinking and work processes to make use of it. But I found this is a common theme among DAM professionals. I don't think we're unusual in any way in some of the challenges that we face. Other challenges, in particular, change management, getting people to think of a new way of using the solution. The DAM community has just a ton of resources and information to help affect that change management, and I found that extremely useful. Biggest success, I think, is yet to be realized. We're at the stage right now where we're just starting to implement our new solution. So I have high hopes of the success of it by the end of this year. I want to be able to make all of these assets accessible to colleagues. We have colleagues and vendors across the globe in China and Europe who have a terrible time trying to find things. A lot of it is stored on local folders and individual files here at our headquarters. So my success will be measured on how easy it is for these colleagues in other parts of the world to locate and make use of our assets.
That's a great measure. Carla, congratulations on being the first person to finish DAM Foundation's new course on the introduction to digital asset management. What can you share about your experience with this online course?
Well, I've been looking for an opportunity to expand my knowledge about digital asset management for some time, particularly when we started looking for a new solution for the company. Through the DAM Guru program and other resources that I found online, I located the new course that the DAM Foundation was offering, and so I jumped on it immediately. It was exactly what I was looking for. I especially liked the idea that it was self-paced, that I could work on the assignments and the lessons at my own pace without a particular deadline in place, because I am, like most people, putting in a full-time job and then some, it seems like. So to be able to work at my own pace and to learn on my own time was just perfect for me. We didn't have a chance to communicate with other participants in the program, but one thing that I had mentioned to Elizabeth, the instructor of the course, was that it would be nice maybe in the future to look at a possibility of a discussion board that other participants in the course could contribute to and give us a chance to kind of bounce ideas off of each other. I thought that would have been a nice idea to do. say I'm looking forward to some future courses if they're available. I do intend to pursue them if they are. I thought it was an excellent resource, and it really helped me to make a good decision on the vendor that we chose for our dam solution this year. It reinforced everything that I had learned online beforehand. It helped me to make good decisions on what we were looking for. So it was excellent. It was perfect timing for me. I know a lot of the other participants may not have felt the same way, but for me, it fit right into exactly what I was doing and what I needed at the time.
Great. In full disclosure, I was involved in the creation of that course. Even though Elizabeth wrote most of the course, I was one of the editors of the material.
Yeah, Elizabeth mentioned that to me, so it was great. Thank you very much. I appreciated it.
Well, thank you for your feedback. Congratulations on being the first person to complete it. What advice would you like to share with dam professionals and people aspiring to become dam professionals?
I would say take advantage of the resources that are available through the Dam Foundation and the other dam communities. It seems that people in the field are excited and willing to share their knowledge, and you can learn so much from them. So I would say definitely take advantage of that. And just for those who are already professionals, I would say please continue to share your experiences and your knowledge with everybody. My only other advice would be to stay on top of the technology, because it seems that it is changing rapidly.
Well, thanks, Carla.
Sure. Thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this podcast and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of all interviews, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me about anything regarding digital asset management at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.